There's a question here, 48% happy, at Jemima Bond 007 has tweeted to us, at Naked Scientist. The biggest loser contestants, that's this weight loss program, contestants suffered issues with metabolic slowdown. Should I worry if I'm following an 8-week VLCD? I'm not sure what, I think that's
very,
probably
very low calorie diet.
So do you get a change in your metabolism in reflection to what you're eating, Charles?
Well, let me see if I understand the question. I mean, the biggest influence on your metabolic rate is still going to be your size. So the larger you are, the higher your metabolic rate, oddly enough, and the smaller you are, the lower your metabolic rate. So there's that. However, what happens when you lose weight and you lose a lot of weight? Your body, your brain in particular, does not like that. And so what it does is it tries everything it can to stop you from losing weight. And one of the things it does is to slow down ever so slightly your metabolic rate and also increase your food intake to try and make you gain the weight back.
But does that persist indefinitely? So if I lost a lot of weight and I changed my lifestyle, would my brain for the next 55 years still be trying to get me back to the state I was in before I lost weight? Or would it slowly adapt and learn that the new slim me was the way I wanted to be?
Well, I'll give you the depressing answer first. The depressing answer, in as far as it has been measured, and you can imagine trying to do that in a human being is pretty tough. But over the experiments that have been done over a couple of years, where they've held someone down at a specific weight after having lost, unfortunately, your brain certainly through that time tries to pull you back up to that weight that you once were.
There's going to be a lot of sorry people out there now, isn't there?
Yeah, I have heard that it's really hard to do these kind of studies because people lose weight and then they just put it back on again. Very, very sad.